see it in the movies and the paper and the TV. Test. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And good evening. Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study for tonight. Yeah, we do this. I do this 3 hours a day, 2 hours broadcast, 1 hour Bible study. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host here in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Yeah, wherever we are, and in Griffinville. And yeah, here we are, the big metropolitan area of the east, west, northwest. Family. Everybody, I think, a lot of people, are taking the Bible for granted, you know. They have nice Bible studies, you know, here and there, about the prophecy of the coming end times. Preachers get up there, and they talk about the Daniel's 70th week, and they talk about if they ever get into it. But I don't think people realize what's going to be like when it actually happens. And you know, they give you the signs of the times of Matthew in the parable of the fig tree. And the fig tree in the Bible, in the Matthews, is not Israel. It's about discerning the times, the events that take place. So you got to have a group, somewhat of a cult group, Hebrew roots, sacred name, all kinds of these cult groups that are kind of mishmashing things together. And I'll tell you how. They talk about the blooming of the fig tree and how it blooms and signs of it coming to bear and the seasons relative to it, what to look for. And in other parts of the Bible, the fig tree does, in fact, refer to Israel. But you got to read the context of the book, of the verses. Because in Matthew's, as we talked about yesterday, yesterday, day before yesterday, it talks about a whole list of the times of the sorrows it describes in the in Matthew, the Olivet Discourse, 15 or 20 events that's going to take place that matches Book of Revelation. And Matthew and John of Patmos didn't get together and say, well, let's put this together. And I'll do it when I get in prison, in Patmos. And Matthew said, okay, let's work it out. It didn't work that way. God guided 40 authors over a period of 1,500 years. Some of them never met each other, all different varying occupations and positions. And they all say, or all are not contradictory. They're led into scriptures. The Old Testament talks about the coming of Messiah. 360 some prophecies. Jesus Christ fulfills all but the ones for the end times. The mathematical probability that was figured one day of just 7 of the 300 that Jesus just fulfilling 7, one person, was like taking silver dollars 2 feet thick over all the entire state of Texas. And one, a red one, dropped somewhere in the middle of Texas, outside somewhere in this 2-foot covering hole of Texas. And then you drop one person in somewhere randomly, and then you'd be able to find that one silver dollar the first time. That's the probability of Jesus fulfilling 7 events, 7 prophecies of the Messiah. Just 7. One in just unbelievable number. Jesus fulfilled over 300. The Bible has some history in it, but the Bible's got mostly prophecy of what yet is to come. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm dedicated to broadcast. Talk a little bit about prayers, and we'll get into Daniel's 70th week. 70 weeks we talked about this past week. This is kind of a bring it all together. It is kind of complicated, granted. I'm going to simplify it the best I can. Not for you, but for me to explain it. You can probably figure it out, but it is complicated to explain. The family, when it all happens, you'll know it. You won't even need the internet to figure it out. It'll affect your life. When? Nobody knows, really. God knows, but we don't. It's just for us to be ready. Lord, we thank you tonight. We come together in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given us through this network. Lord, we all come together to study, those who participate. Lord, to give us wisdom and discernment, especially in these end times events. Because, Lord, there's so much deception, that you give us this discernment and wisdom to see through and cut through the deception of this world. That, Lord, we can bring light to it, not only to our own lives, but others as well. In whatever divine appointment, Lord, that you set up, you give us the words to speak. And those that hear, the hearts will be opened, Father, to pass the word, to spread the word of the gospel about Jesus Christ. And Lord, to prepare people for the future when we know the anointing is going to take place, but so will the persecution. Strengthen our resolve. Strengthen our spirit. Convict us when we fall back. Lord, we pray for tonight in this Bible study that you'll guide us. Father, we pray for our families. Our families that, Father, will hope that we sanctify, that, Father, I do pray for more wisdom and more discernment and certainly more patience. Because, Father, we know there's a battle going on within ourselves and also on the outside. We see every day the increase of the influence of the principalities and the powers of darkness that are increasing. We know, Father, as it goes along, that, Lord, it comes closer to the time you return. That there's always a positive side to this. But we know, Father, that judgment's coming. We pray, Lord, in all these things. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know what? When you read the minor prophets, the major prophets, disciples and their prophecies, I find it somewhat like a pig jigsaw puzzle. Like playing Columbo or something, you know? You ever heard of Columbo? Some of you say, who are you talking about? You'll find a lot of these minor prophets, they'll refer to certain parts of the book of Revelation. You say, oh, I know what that is, the darkening of the sun. Oh, that's the sixth seal. Oh, yeah. See, it all matches. Those like Hagee, Joyce Myers, and all the rest, nope. Family, all of the word faith. 700 Club. They're all Freemasons. Pat Robinson, all of them. Members of the Council of National Policy, CNP, which is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. People don't realize this. What's really tricky is how they come close to the truth, then they deviate. All of them are members of the Illuminati. David Wilkerson was about the last one that was real. So if you got members of the 700 Club, every one of them, members of the Word Faith, Copeland, Hagee, Price, Mark Blitz, the Joyce Myers, Gloria, whatever her name is, Copeland, Hagen, when he was alive, Crouch, when he was alive, Osteen, I mean every one of them, work for the Illuminati. And it's evident in what they say. I was going to mention today, I didn't, but I'll mention it tomorrow. I briefly went over it, but that, I don't think about very few people caught it, really, I guess. The family, Duck Dynasty, Duck Commander, whatever, have a Duck Commander Faith and Family Bible. For goodness sakes, you can't do that. It's based on the New American, King James Bible. Family, that Bible, New King James, is missing. Not there, missing, 100,000 words by design. It's one of the worst Bibles on the market. And they based their Bible, Duck Commander, Faith and Family Bible. And I looked at the comments. There's 100 comments about it on Amazon. Two of them were negative. Well, no, three. One of them was mine. Yeah, it was really negative. Very negative, actually. Three out of 100 were on target, and 97 were like fours and fives out of five. What in the world? You can't do that. John of Patmos, Revelation 22:18-19, clearly states, not to add to or take away from the words of the book. It's clear. Family, this is serious business. Very serious. I don't think people realize. God don't deal in mediocrity. That's why his son died on the cross for our sins. Someone had to pay the price of our sins, had to. What's the price of sin? death. Well, when we die, we're not Houdini, and Houdini never came back. Nobody came back from the dead. They're not going to until God allows it or God does it. No one will ascend. Enoch, Elijah never ascended. They were taken. Ascended means I can do it on my own. No. Enoch and Elijah were blessed by God because they were righteous men in the Old Testament. When we pray, when you get internet, or whatever it is, TV, internet, something, and it turns off, it's not working, and you call up, well, you've not paid your bill. Well, I paid it last 2 months ago. Yeah, but you didn't pay it this month. You don't pay your bill, you don't get the internet. So you got to pay your bill. You got to do something. Now, I don't mean by works, okay? I'm not going there. Here's my point. Everybody prays to God. They do good deeds and think that's enough. No, it's not. Good deeds are as filthy as rags. Isaiah says so. Good deeds come as a result of the fruits of the Spirit. Not doing good deeds, so I can get away with the bad ones. And God will overlook the bad ones when I do the good ones and answer my prayer. Now, maybe on earth it might work a little bit. But not in heaven it won't. So why does God not answer prayers? When we refuse, His Son as our Savior is number one on the list. When we backslide, saved, but not obedient. When our faith wavers, we lose our faith. Now, family, how do your faith waver? When they, the Illuminati, as I said today in broadcast, cause you to have worry and fear, that's where your faith wavers. Or distraction. But mainly fear. And they cause the fear because they know what they're doing. Prayers of a righteous man, they fear much. But the prayers of an unrighteous man, they don't fear at all. So everything going on today, all through the 50s and 60s, always the threat of a nuclear holocaust. Never happened. GMO products, Fukushima. A flying meteorite is going to hit you. Plastic coffins down in Georgia. All these things are designed to cause you fear. And the controlled opposition on the other side, the talk shows, promote that fear. They don't tell you that Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary anyway. Already. He's already lost. Jesus won. One, because he sacrificed his life, but he rose again. Funny part about it, not funny, haha, but funny, peculiar. Your word faith, Joyce Myers and Copeland and Hagen, all them, and I could play it. I'm not going to play it now, but I've played it before. Say that Jesus suffered in hell. He is the first born-again Christian. That's a lie. He never sinned, therefore he would not be punished in hell. When faith is misplaced or faith is wavering, when we ask for selfish reasons, that's one of the steps that they put us through in 8 steps of a cultural revolution. Isn't it? You've heard me talk about this before. About the 7th step is when the culture becomes selfish after having abundance and liberty. They control this. So by getting selfish, you ask for selfish reasons. God's not going to answer that prayer. When you pray with, and this is not, I should be number 2 actually. When we pray with unforgiveness toward our fellow man, you got to forgive everybody. No matter what, God will take care of the rest. When we're impatient, when it's contrary to God's will, thy will be done. Ever heard that before? You know what the contrary to that, the New Age movement, the coming New World Order, humanism, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. It's completely opposite. Do as thou wilt. When it's not for our own good. You ever heard the old saying, not scriptural, but be careful what you wish for, you might get it. Well, God knows. And when our prayers are cold, ritualized. Now, I've got a teaching on all those individually and how to remove the hindrances. But I'm not going to go there tonight. So all prayers are not answered. If you're not obedient, if you don't have faith. That's why they try to destroy your faith. Because the faith of a righteous man avails much. And that's what they're trying to stop. Daniel's 70th week. I still can't get over it, honestly. You're saying, well, what, Tom? What? I'll tell you what. I did a teaching on on Daniel's 70th week, and when Daniel interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. I can never say that darn word twice, same way every time. Nebuchadnezzar, there we go. And you see, and that shooting in France. Oh, they're really jumping on that. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Now they've shown their cards. Oh, I got a story for you tomorrow. Not tonight, but tomorrow. I've figured out what they did the fake shooting in France for. Oh, and they're playing it up too. I figured it out tonight. Yeah, buddy, I got it. I'll tell you tomorrow. Recall when Nebuchadnezzar Daniel explained the dream about the image, the gold head. Head of gold was Babylon. Chest and arms of silver. Who conquered Babylon was the Medo-Persian Empire of Cyrus the Great. Then Medo-Persia was conquered by Greece, by the Macedonian Alexander the Great. He ruled. That was the Bronze Age. Gold, silver, and bronze. Then the feet of iron and clay. That was the Roman Empire. Clay would beat gold. Clay would beat silver, and clay would beat bronze. Iron. But the difference was, iron may break in pieces and shatter everything, but Rome was the greatest empire of antiquity. A lot happened during Rome. God tried to use Rome to wipe out the Christians. Didn't work. For hundreds of years, they tried to put them in the Colosseums, and it reversed itself. People in the Colosseum were converting. That's why they brought in Constantine. Constantine was, in fact, a pagan who called himself Christian. Said, well, we can't beat him, so we'll just create a religion. And they did. It's called Christianity. See, being a Christian and born again, following Jesus, is not about Christianity. Christianity has 40,000 different sects of it. 40,000. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, and about 3,999 more to go. You got it? 39,999. All of them have different. Mormon, Seventh-day Adventist, Unitarian. 40,000. That's amazing. Well, Rome was destroyed from within. Rome destroyed itself. God's amazing, isn't it? Divided Rome were the feet and toes, partly of iron and partly of clay. Now, here's my point. Rome was divided by 10 tribes. Roman Empire suffered a wound. Now, back to the shooting in Paris. You saw the heads of state, arm in arm, marching, all dramatic and all that nonsense. Heads of state that's allowing their secret services to do the bombings, or marching against the bombings and the killings. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, well, guess what? Majority of those marching, German, Swiss, French, Italian, English, Portuguese, and Spanish, on that front page, the leaders, is a revival of the whole Roman Empire right there on that front page. That is amazing. Third World War is when the Roman Empire, the Vatican, causes to fight, to go to war in the second seal, Islam versus Zionism. That was planned in 1871. It's going to come through today. They'll defeat each other, and the Roman Empire, as I just named, will rise. And that is the kingdom of the Antichrist, coming out of that group of royal families. Now we're getting close to prophecy becoming true. I haven't heard anyone mention that before. I don't know. But that is revival of the Roman Empire getting ready to come together. Daniel's 70th week. Now, the 70-week prophecies of Daniel is one of the most significant and detailed messianic prophecies of the Old Testament. You will find it in Daniel 9. And the chapter begins with Daniel praying to Israel. He acknowledges the nation's sins against God and asks for God's mercy. Where have you heard that before? As Daniel prayed, the angel Gabriel appeared to him and gave him a vision of Israel's future. Daniel prayed for Israel, acknowledging the nation's sins against God and asking for God's mercy. Where have I read that before? How about 2 Chronicles 7:14? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Well, there you go. The Bible's consistent all through. In 9:24, Gabriel says, 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city. Almost all commentators that I've researched agree that the 77s should be understood as 70 weeks of years. In other words, a period of 490 years. 77s. Now, these verses provide a sort of a clock that gives us an idea of when the Messiah would come and some of the events that would accompany his appearance. But no one knows the day or the hour. Now, the prophecy goes on to divide the 490 years into three smaller units. One of 49 years, one of 434 years, and one 7 years. So now we're focused here on the final week of 7 years is divided in half. seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. Hadn't happened yet. They're trying to get people to believe it has. But you're bringing their false Messiah. That's another story. Verse 25 says, from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild it, Jerusalem, until the anointed one, the ruler comes, there will be seven sevens and 62 sevens. Seven sevens is 49 years. 62 sevens is another 434 years. Total of 483 years. So let's see what we got here. Daniel 9 in the King James Bible. 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Israel, unto the Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks, and the street shall build again, and the wall even in troublous times. Are you with me so far? Now, the purpose of the 70 weeks, when the Jews in Jerusalem rejected Jesus, that stopped the 70 weeks. In 69, there's a gap of the last week, which is what we're waiting for now, of the tribulation. See? Weren't able to complete because they rejected Jesus. If they accepted him, everything would be okay. They didn't. Judgment still has to come. So in other words, the purpose of the 70 weeks of his return to Jerusalem for eternity, that this prophecy contains a statement concerning God's sixfold purpose in bringing these events to pass. Now, verse 24 says its purpose is one, to finish transgression. Number two, to put an end to sin. Number three, to atone for wickedness. Number four, to bring in everlasting righteousness once and for all. Five, to seal up vision and prophecy. And finally, number six, to anoint the Most Holy. Hadn't happened yet. Now, notice something. Notice that these results, they concern the total eradication of sin. And that has not happened. Don't let any of these evangelists, Hagees, Four Blood Moons, or whatever they got, tell you that sin has been ended. Really. Hardly. It's getting worse. The establishment of righteousness. And what's going to happen is this lie about extraterrestrial. There's no such thing as extraterrestrials. These are fallen angels. Sons of God of the Old Testament are coming back under the guise of aliens. Now, this was planned. Iron Mount Report, as I talked about today. John Dewey, a humanist, 1917. H.G. Wells wrote the novel to get the mindset for extraterrestrials. It's been set up since 1897. And science fiction nonsense, training us. NASA convinced us. Von Braun came over and set up NASA to convince us that space travel. All that set up for this. Even the Iron Mount Report, 1961, says an extraterrestrial menace. A space research program to be developed aimed at unreachable targets. Now you know. It all works out. It all comes together when you connect the dots. I got to tell you something. when you go to a library, you go to an art gallery, whatever, wherever you go, and you see a photo, you see a portrait, you see black velvet, whatever, of Jesus. Or you go to a church, and it's Easter, and there's a picture of Jesus holding the lamb. Family, that is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We've been fooled all along. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, nobody knows what he looks like. There's no portraits. There's no carvings. But I'll tell you who that is. The one we think is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the long hair, blonde hair, blue-eyed, is Sanan de Emmanuel, a fallen angel, who's the false prophet of the Bible. The real Jesus Christ, family, he's going to look like Arab. Now, if white man has a problem with that, that's their problem. He's a savior. It don't matter what color skin he's got. He's your savior. But he comes from, guess where? The Middle East. So now, what do you think he's going to look like? Middle Easterner. Hello? Not Khazar. Not the fake Jews. Not blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian. Not black either. Well, more black than he's going to be white. Now, I don't have a problem with that at all. Christian identity and Hebrew roots movement, they do KKK. They got a problem with it. That's their problem. They better straighten up, fly right. Going to be a big falling away with this extraterrestrial announcement called the Day of Declaration. Disclosure happens. Man, these preachers are going to freak out. And those in the Catholic Church will affect a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church, will morph, change into the New Age movement, will be the new religion. And the Book of Enoch, which is a heresy, never written by Enoch, will take the stage, but only for a short time. It's coming. And then, at the end of Armageddon, the real Jesus will come back. But not after the seventh week of those six purposes I just mentioned in Daniel 9:24. So, that's the 70th week yet to happen. Now, notice that these results, they concern the total eradication of sin. That's the big thing right there. Everything going on today, I've mentioned this before, seven, what they call seven rays. Education, science, the arts, all of them. Everything, dancing, singing, portraits, painting, everything. Everything. Harmony, beauty, and the arts. Politics, science, education, the arts, economics and finance, philosophy. Politics. That'll be politics. Are controlled by the fallen angels. 49 of them. 7 times 6. 7 times 7. Through councils and committees. God's going to wipe all that out and start all over again. But this time under the influence of Jesus Christ. A complete cultural change is coming. But not after, not until after the 7 years of tribulation, Daniel's 70th week. So the prophecy of the 70 weeks of Daniel summarizes what happens before Jesus will set up his millennial kingdom. And to make a special note here, of the third one, to atone for wickedness. Jesus accomplished the atonement for sin by his death on the cross. Romans 3:25 and Hebrews 2 verse 17. But now when I was doing my research, I came across a real interesting Old Testament prophecy that hadn't happened yet. That the Freemasons better take note of. Psalms 34:21. Haven't happened yet. What does it say? Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Family, it's not going to be Christians with swords over here, and the bad guys over there, and we're going to come clash together Armageddon and fight each other, and God says, you win. It ain't going to be like that. The 200 million at the end of the seventh bowl, seventh trumpet, is a transhumanized army. Not human, but transhumanized. Designed and created under eugenics program. They think to take on the host of heaven, using technology to defeat God at his own game. Now, is that some kind of stupid or what? That's what's going on. HAARP, be able to control the earthquakes, which they do. Weather. They can capture meteorites, all this stuff. They believe that they can harness God's weapons. God's weapons is going to be nature. Well, I got news for them. God's way ahead of them. Jesus is going to have them fight each other. Again. The last time was the flood. The fallen angels had to watch their creation of hybrids die in the flood. Now you see the big picture? A lot of this is not taught. Gabriel said to Daniel that the prophetic clock would start at the time when that a decree was issued to rebuild Jerusalem. From that date to that decree to the time the Messiah would be 483 years. Now, we know from history that the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem was given by King Artaxerxes of Persia, 445 B.C. You find it in Nehemiah 2, verses 1 to 8. Now, the first unit of 49 years, seven sevens, covers the time that it took to rebuild Jerusalem. Streets are trenched in times of trouble. Daniel 9:25. The rebuilding is chronicled in the book of Nehemiah. So, using the Jewish custom of 360 days per year, 483 years after 445 B.C., places us at A.D. 30, which would coincide with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. So that prophecy in Daniel specifies that after completion of 483 years, the anointed one will be cut off. That was fulfilled when Jesus was crucified. Now, Daniel 9:26 continues with a prediction that after Messiah is killed, the people of the rulers, if I recall, will come and destroy the city and the sanctuary. That was A.D. 70. And the ruler will come is reference to the Antichrist, who it seems will have some connection with Rome, since it was the Romans that destroyed Jerusalem. Now, the final week of the 70 weeks, that's 69, of the 77th, 69, have been fulfilled in history. That leaves one more seven yet to be fulfilled. Now, a lot of scholars back and forth will believe, they do believe, that we're now living in a huge gap, as I alluded to before, between the 69th week and the 70th week, because the Messiah was cut off. It didn't continue. So that prophetic clock has been paused. The final seven is what we call today the tribulation period, but it's yet to come. So Daniel's prophecy reveals some of the actions of the Antichrist. You will find, if you look it up, 27 characteristics of the Antichrist. It's not Obama. It's doubtful about any. They're not going to tell you who it is yet. I'm surprised they don't have mentioned Elmer Fudd to be the Antichrist. Or Wile E. the Coyote. Everybody in the world is Antichrist. You get everybody in the world is Jesus. Oh, goodness gracious alive. Daniel's prophecy reveals some of the actions of the Antichrist. And it's a ruler who will come. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1-7. For that 7 years, it'll be a covenant. That's a revival of the Roman Empire. However, in the middle of the seven, that's after the seventh seal, 3.5 years later, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation in the temple. Family, they've got to yet rebuild the temple. And during that 3.5 years before, once they've set up, the covenant's been signed or confirmed, the Jews will start to they're already doing that. So everybody else will start human sacrifices. Animal sacrifices, which is a slap in the face of Jesus. Because remember, they stopped it. Well, they're going to start it back again. That first 3.5 years. So the Antichrist, after the second seal, which is war, real Third World War, 3/4 of mankind will be wiped out. The real war. The Antichrist will double-cross everybody, march into Jerusalem, say, I am God, stop your sacrifices of animals because I'm the one. And then it's going to get ugly. And that's why the Bible tells people to flee to the mountains when this happens. Man, don't even go inside to get a coat. Just get out of there. That's over in Jerusalem. By this time, 3/4 of mankind will be wiped out. America, you've got to be kidding me. Forget that. It's long gone. Jesus warned of this event in Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24:15. So after the Antichrist will break the covenant, double cross, with Israel, a time of great tribulation begins. Remember the first seal? A leader on a white horse with a bow, but no arrow? That's the Antichrist. They're going to clean up the pollution. They're going to pay all the debts. They're going to bring a new faith. They're going to bring peace and love. And I guess a lot of marshmallows around the campfire. It's a period of prosperity. That's to make them fat and happy. And boy, you know, lower the boom. And God will let them because the falling away of have occurred. God will remove his church. Those that fled to the mountains will be protected. And boy, let me tell you, the sixth seal, the sun will darken. The moon will look like blood. 144,000 will come out of the woodwork. The two witnesses will appear thereabouts. Great earthquake. And man, it's Katie bar the door. The first trumpet, God will remember when his son was cut off and crucified. God will remember every murdered individual since the day of creation and those that caused it that's alive. It will not be pleasant for those that have rejected Jesus Christ. Matthew 24:21. It's not fear, family. If you take Jesus as Savior, these you will escape the judgment of Jesus Christ. Because right now, Jesus is your intercessor. Right now, Jesus is your lawyer. You're the accuser. Who? Satan is. Through all the demons that work for him. Fallen angels accuse you individually, everybody. Nations he accuses. Jesus Christ right now is your intercessor. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. But let me tell you something. When he comes back, when the judgment starts, he's no longer your intercessor. He is the judge. A whole different ball game at that point. For then shall be great tribulation, such as would not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. A lot of these so-called truth tellers on TV, YouTube, are telling you, oh, we got dead fish, dead cows, and dead birds. We got a red moon over there. We got four red moons over here. We got a red river in Pakistan. We're there. We got, no, you're not. Carl Gallup, P.P. Simmons, Baxter Irvin, all these are full of mud. Van Impey, the whole doggone lot of them are not telling you the truth. They come so, so close, and then take off another tangent. None of this has happened yet. You're not going to watch a tribulation on TV. Hey, Martha, get the barbecue out. Get me some popcorn. We're going to watch a tribulation on the internet. Come on. That's not going to happen. The entire world will be involved in this. Daniel predicted also that the Antichrist will face judgment. He only rules until the end that's decreed is poured out on him. God will only allow evil to go so far. And the judgment the Antichrist will face has already been planned out. And there is no escape for him or the false prophet. For the Illuminati, for Masons that don't refuse or renounce the blood oath, and get out of there. So in conclusion, the prophecy of the 70 weeks is complex and very, very detailed. A lot's been written about it. All kinds of interpretations. I've given you basics. It all coincides, the minor prophets, Revelation, all of them. What we have presented is the dispensational premillennial view. One thing is for certain, God has a timetable. Some people say we're already in the millennium. Really? We're already in peace and Jesus is in control? You want to believe that one? He knows the end from the beginning. Isaiah 46:10. So we always should be looking for the triumphant return of our Lord. Revelation 22:7. But you know the 7 years must precede his return. So this is why Calvinists and all the others are trying to get people to believe that the 7 years has already happened. So that way, when Sanan de Manuel, the false prophet, appears, he'll call him Jesus. That's why. When in reality, that'll be the first seal. You got it? So they got to show you that all the 7 weeks, 7 years, has already happened. Or happening now, sixth trumpet. Because they don't know when God is going to allow them to bring in their false Messiah. They don't know when. You see, Satan has always had an Antichrist in position. I tell you the word. Five men tried to unite Europe. Charles Maine. Charles V of Spain. Louis XIV. Napoleon. Hitler. Who's next? And before him, oh, almost forgot. Woohoo. Nimrod. Number 7, yet to come.
That's what's really going on today. We're at the end. Tomorrow night, I'm going to talk about what's going to happen according to end time prophecy. And have any aspects of end time prophecy been fulfilled? We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Family, I gave you a real simplified view of Daniel's 70th weeks. And we're waiting for the 70th one to come up. See, God's time. When? When the man of sin is revealed and the falling away, then the end shall come. Not four blood moons, none of that stuff. That's them just trying to set up the return of some fallen angel as a fake Jesus. The Catholic Church, the Christianity, will morph, change into the New Age movement, the ancient mystery schools of religion. Second seal, Islam against Zionism, will destroy each other, and countries on either side will fight to complete exhaustion, thereby allowing the Roman Empire in Europe to rise up and be revived. The Antichrist will then take over. But first, they got to have a fake incident, a fake crisis, something to bring everybody together to begin the first seal. And then the second seal is a real World War III. Massive loss of life. Family, accept Jesus as Savior. Know that you are saved. Lead your families. Pray for your families. You have Wicca. 1 in 5 in this country is Wicca. Humanist. Atheist. You got Christians, ain't going to make it. These churches are misleading people. Give them lukewarm, watered-down sermons. Then they head to the buffet. They have the Halloween. They have the Christmas. Is there a Santa Claus? No. There's not a Santa Claus. Sorry, there's not. Even though NASA tracks him every Christmas, he doesn't exist. And there's no Easter Bunny. There's no Tooth Fairy. Our kids have to know the truth. We're not telling them the truth. Every single holiday is pagan, based under the Christianity of the Roman Catholic Church. You see, Jesus Christ says there's no holy days. Sabbath day was fulfilled by Jesus. Any day is a holy day. You pick it. There's no Sabbath, Saturday or Sunday. It's a day that you pick any time you want. You pick on Sunday, so be it. That's what Jesus Christ fulfilled, the Sabbath. He is the Sabbath. So these churches aren't telling you the truth. Because a lot of them are controlled by the 501c3 tax exempt. That's correct. Tells them what they will preach, what Bibles they'll use. And they use the NIV, NASB, ESV, New King James. But they keep away from the King James Bible like a plague. They downplay it. Even Baptists don't make any difference. If you find a good one, stick with it. But they're changing, all changing. David Wilkerson was the last true evangelist. Billy Graham is changed over in 1993. That's another story. Family, Jesus is who we support. Jesus. No religion, no country, no preacher, rabbi, pope, whatever. Jesus is the one. You know, what's the problem? It's Jesus. Well, Lord, family, I'm going to pray it out. And I'll remind you, John Kirkler, he plays my broadcast and Bible studies in highportradio.net. Graciously, and I appreciate it. He has sponsors up there in highportradio.net, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. So if you live up there, go to the website, find out the sponsors, and use them if you live in that area. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highportradio.net. And remind you, My website is watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. Tomorrow, 4 to 6, we'll continue on with the gun control, but a lot more areas I'll cover also tomorrow from 4 to 6. Bible study tomorrow night, continuation of what we're talking about tonight and what I told you a little while ago. There you go. Let's keep on marching. Lord, we thank you tonight for bringing us together, for this network, for this opportunity we have for Bible study. Father, we thank you for Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, we do pray for discernment and wisdom, that we can see these times coming and give us opportunities to spread the word, spread the truth. Forgive us of our sins. We lay them before the cross. And Father, to guide us as we head toward that end times. Convict us if we fall away. We thank you for this opportunity you've given us, Lord. All these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, family, I'm going to play one of my favorite ones out. I always like this song. And this is live, too. Carrie Joby, one of my favorite songs. I'll play us out on it. Y'all have a good night. God bless. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Thank y'all for coming by. This is your Watchman signing off.
refuge in the storm.